Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President-elect Joe Biden is naming people he'll nominate as part of the health team in his administration. That includes tapping California Attorney General Javier Becerra for Health and Human Services Secretary. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports Biden has also selected infectious disease specialist Dr. Rochelle Walensky to run the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Walensky is an expert on HIV and AIDS. She will take the helm of an agency that has had a rough year. Revelations of political influence from the White House have dogged the agency. And early in the pandemic, the CDC struggled with the rollout of COVID-19 tests. Walensky has been a proponent of more testing, among other strategies, to slow the spread of the virus. She told NPR in August the case for frequent testing on college campuses, for instance, was quite strong. Rapid testing is seen as an effective step because it helps to identify infected people quickly. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Well, over 175,000 new cases of the coronavirus were reported in the U.S. on Sunday. Johns Hopkins University says overall there have been more than 14,700,000 infections in the U.S. Also on Sunday, more than 1,100 people died in this country of COVID-19. Doses of the COVID vaccine developed by Pfizer and the German firm BioNTech have arrived in the United Kingdom. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from London, hospitals will begin immunizations tomorrow.
The largest immunization program in British history kicks off Tuesday. Because the vaccine must be stored at minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit, 50 hospitals with the necessary cold storage infrastructure will administer the first doses. Priority will be given to frontline health staff, people over 80, and nursing home workers. Nursing home residents will initially have to travel to hospitals to get their vaccinations because of the ultra-cold storage requirements. Pfizer says its vaccine is 95% effective and recipients must get two doses 21 days apart. The UK is the first country to approve this vaccine. Other nations around the world will be watching to see how Britain delivers it and how effective it proves to be. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
Singer-songwriter Bob Dylan has sold his entire songwriting catalog to Universal Music Publishing Group. More than 600 songs are included from Dylan's 60 years of writing, such as The Times They Are a-Changin'.
Then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, or the times they are a-changin'.
The deal with Dylan is worth more than $300 million. The company will earn revenue anytime another musician covers a Dylan song or if the music is used in commercials and movies. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 134 points. The Nasdaq is up more than 53. It's NPR. The country's oldest public military college is removing a statue of Confederate General Stonewall Jackson from campus today. As Whitney Evans of member station VPM in Richmond reports, it will be relocated to the Virginia Museum of the Civil War.
Officials at Virginia Military Institute voted in October to remove the statue around the same time that the institute came under fire for accusations of widespread racism. In a Washington Post article, black cadets described lynching threats and Confederate glorification. The reports led to VMI's longtime superintendent resigning and prompted Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to order an investigation into the school's culture and practices. VMI has pledged to hire a diversity officer and create a permanent diversity and inclusion committee, among other actions, to address the complaints. For NPR News, I'm Whitney Evans in Richmond.
China's government says a space probe orbiting the moon is preparing to return to Earth. It's carrying soil and rocks from the lunar surface. Separately, officials from Japan's space agency say their probe landed safely in Australia on Sunday. It is carrying soil samples from a distant asteroid. The Venezuelan government of President Nicolas Maduro claims that it has decisively won congressional elections. That would give Maduro control of Venezuela's last branch of government that he does not yet dominate. Opposition leaders boycotted the vote. The U.S. and several of its allies recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as the leader of Venezuela. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.